Welcome to the Day Luna Human Design Podcast,
where we discuss all things human design and how it can support you and your spiritual journey.
This is not a one-size-fits-all podcast. We are here to inspire awareness about how we are all different and help you answer the questions of who am I? What am I here to do? How am I here to do it?
You can thrive and live the life of your dreams just by having awareness of your true self.
So dive deep with us, get inspired, and start living your life on purpose.
Hello, and welcome back to the Day Luna Human Design Podcast with your host, Dana and Shayna. We are recording a special episode today to welcome in the changing of the year and to welcome in the changing of this decade. And Shayna and I are really excited to just share this moment with you guys because we really believe that when we take time for ourselves to connect with our soul and connect to our life and to connect to our purpose and to the divine, that it really raises the vibration of the planet. And when we do this individual work in community together, it raises the vibration of the planet even more. And so to celebrate this change and this transformation, we wanted to share this meditation with you guys today. So wherever you are, we hope that you'll be able to kind of settle in with us and go along with this journey to really spark clarity in the way that you're transforming. And so if you're driving, you know, we just invite you to kind of settle in and continue what you're doing. Otherwise, we invite you to take this meditation out into nature and to put your bare feet into the ground or to use this meditation in the New Year's while you light candles and have your own ritual to really go through this transformation process yourself.
Mm-hmm. And we are going to start off with lighting some Palo Santo just to invite everyone here into this space collectively and to cleanse this space and allow you to just drop in and be here with us now. So with this Palo Santo, I cleanse and clear any energy that is not serving our highest good and any energy that does not belong in this moment, right now. I create sacred space, safe space for us to be here and present and in this moment, just as you are right now. And so it is.
And so it is. So wherever you are, we invite you to get into a comfortable position and make sure that your body, if you're sitting or standing or walking, make sure that your body feels grounded and that both feet are planted on the ground and that you're sitting straight with posture that allows flow in your body. And we invite you to really get present in your body and let go of any tension that you might be holding on to in your shoulders or in your jaw or in your neck. Really let yourself feel fluid, yet vibrant in your posture. And we invite you to take a big, deep inhale, letting your belly rise as it fills up with air like a balloon. And exhale, letting your belly release. Another big, deep inhale. Taking in as much air as you can in the depths of your belly. And exhale. Another big, deep inhale. Continue inhaling, breathe in as much as you possibly can, and then some. And exhale, releasing and settling in. And in this space, I invite you to take your memory back to where you were 10 years ago in 2010. How old were you? What were you doing then in your life? What job were you working in? What relationship were you a part of? What friends were you spending your time with at this time 10 years ago? What was your home like? Where were you living? And with your awareness, observe yourself 10 years ago, living your life in that space. And see yourself growing from that point until now. All of the amazing things that you've done, all of the challenges that you've gone through. If you switched jobs or moved or broke up with someone or started dating someone new or started hanging out with different friends more, did you change and flow and grow in any way with your body and with your diet and with your exercise and with your routines? Did you travel to new places? 10 years is a long time, and a lot has happened in your life in this time. And to start off this meditation, I invite you to think of what were some limiting beliefs that you held on to in this last 10 years. Did you have a limiting belief about money? That money was hard to come by, or that resources were scarce? Did you have a limiting belief that it's difficult for you to be loved or accepted for who you truly are? In any way, in the last 10 years, can you think of times where you felt that you were playing small and feeling like you didn't have enough bravery to truly shine your gifts out into the world? At any time in this last 10 years, can you think of an environment or a friendship or a relationship that you participated in that you feel like was unhealthy for you? A lot of us have had some type of job or experience where we didn't feel like we were being ourselves and we didn't feel like we were utilizing our gifts. And we didn't feel like we were honoring our true essence. So I invite you to take these limiting beliefs that you worked through and felt in these last 10 years. And I invite you to see them as little flames coming out of your energy and out of your body and rising up in the air as burning flames of light. See them spark as they burn. These fears, these limiting beliefs, these times that you felt stuck, see them burning away as these fierce and bold flickers of flame and light. And with your mind's eye, see these flames float down as they spark and release. And see these flames land onto Mother Earth's wet soil. With your mind's eye, see Mother Earth's wet soil extinguish these flames. And see these old fears and beliefs that limited you turn into dust, into merely ashes. They were never real. They were stories, and they were experiences. And now they're gone. You've released them. You've witnessed them. You've allowed them to transmute and burn away and land as these ashes on Mother Earth's soil. And as Mother Earth holds these ashes, give gratitude to these ideas, to these challenges that you have overcome, and to these limiting beliefs that you have let go of. Give gratitude to each and every one of those fears or times in your life where you were stuck, because they were valuable lessons that helped you to transform and to grow and to become the brave and bold and authentic and loving person that you are here today. And with your mind's eye, see the ashes blow away in the wind. And give gratitude to Mother Earth for being there for you, to support you and help transmute this energy, to release this energy and to allow it to be recycled back into open and new available energy for you to use in your life for good. Give gratitude to the challenges and the growth that you've experienced in the past 10 years. Thank you for these lessons. Thank you for this opportunity to grow. Thank you.
Now, in this space, I invite you to breathe in that gratitude, the big inhale, filling up your body with this grateful, shiny energy, and a big exhale. And really feel that gratitude expanding in your body. And take a few breaths in this place. Grateful for your life. Grateful for your challenges. Grateful for your journey. Grateful for these ashes that now lay on the ground that you've given to Mother Earth. And grateful for your courage to do so. Now, with your mind's eye, I invite you to again look back on the last 10 years. And think of a moment, one moment, that you were so happy, you were so joyful and full of love and excitement. What were you doing? Who were you with? Were you by yourself? Were you traveling? Were you with friends or a loved one? What environment were you in? Really take the time to see that moment. How did your face feel? How did your body feel? How did your heart feel? Were you laughing or crying with joy? Were you in awe of the nature around you? Take a moment to breathe that in and picture it clearly, that moment directly in front of you, as if you were there right now. And when you're ready, I invite you to reach your left hand out in front of you and pull that moment into your heart space, pulling it closer and into your body, into your essence, into yourself, and feel that joy that is yours, that is you. That is pure love. And again, I invite you to think of another moment, another person that made you feel so much love, made you feel so seen, a moment that you had with that person. Who are they to you? Were you traveling together? Were you eating together? Were you playing together? Or were you just sitting together? Really see that person. See that moment. See that love that you share with them, or that you shared with them in that moment. Was it 10 years ago? Was it 5 years ago? Was it yesterday? Really breathe that energy that you have between you and that person in. And with your mind's eye, imagine that you are wrapping that person in that moment in light. Imagine a white light, liquid energy pouring over the top of their head and down to their feet and filling that entire moment with light, illuminating it and illuminating the love and the connection that you have with that person. And picture that moment so bright, so light, so filled with love directly in front of you. Really take the time to see it. And again, I invite you to extend your left hand and pull that moment, that person, that connection into your heart center, into your chest, into yourself. And give gratitude for that person, for that love, for that connection. Now, I invite you to think of one moment in the last 10 years when you were by yourself. You were so happy or proud or alive and filled with life or excited or all of the above. What was that moment for you? A moment where it was just you and yourself, and you were so filled with love and happiness and joy. Where were you? Were you out in nature? Were you at home alone? Were you journaling? Were you cooking? Were you on your way to another adventure? Were you traveling? Take the time to see that moment. And picture that moment clearly, directly in front of you. And feel how proud of yourself you are. Feel how much love you have for yourself in that moment. The excitement or the joy that you feel. Or maybe just the calm surrender of completeness and being alone as yourself. And I invite you again to extend your left hand in front of you and bring that moment, that person, that you into your heart center, into yourself, into your essence and your being, and breathe that in. They are yours, and you are theirs. They are a part of you. That moment is a part of you. That moment, that person, that experience, all of those loving, light-filled moments are a part of you. They strengthen you. They lay a solid foundation of moments from your last 10 years that support you in everything that you do. Feel them expanding in your heart center. Connecting down to your root and connecting up to your head. Connecting down to your feet and the ground. And feel that love and that energy in those moments connecting up into the space above you, above your head, and below your feet, as the strong pillar of light and love that came from you extends far above you and far below you into the earth, down into Mother Earth, to her core, and up above, into the sky, into the universe, connecting you to all things, this pillar of light that is yours, that is you, that is love. Breathe that in. Breathe in that connection. Feel your strength in this love. Feel yourself whole and complete. You are a clear channel with Mother Earth. And this pillar of light that you are, connected down into the earth, into the core of the earth, receives all of the love and support and light that Mother Earth has to offer you, flowing through that clear light channel back up to you, into your essence. And feel all that the universe has to offer and support you, connecting down from above you into your heart center. And feel this polarity, this pull inside of you, pulling you up and pulling you down, grounded in the earth, both at the same time. This yin and yang of love. It makes you strong. It grounds you. It pulls you up to rise as your true, loving, vibrant self. You release what does not serve you, and you hold firmly to your joy and your light. And this polarity and this yin and yang that is within all things, and that is within you, and that is a force of love in your essence. Feel that and just breathe that in. You are perfect as you are right now. You are whole, just as you are today, in this moment, in this connected energy. There's nothing that you need to do to be more worthy of your life and of the support and blessings from Mother Earth and the universe. You are connected to all things. You are happy. You are authentic. You are grateful for your life and for this essence inside of you. And breathe that in. I invite you to take a deep breath, filling up your entire body. And a big exhale. Feeling your groundedness and your strength. Again, inhale. And feel this energy that is within you and without you, that is all things. And exhale. I invite you to come back to your body and feel your head on your shoulders and your shoulders on your chest and your ribs and your hips and your hands on your arms and your legs on your hips. And your feet on your ankles. And really breathe in into your body and exhale and release all tension. Inhale gratitude. And exhale peace and presence. You are here now, in this moment, whole and complete.
And from this space, where you are connected to your true self, into the entire universe that supports you, into the entire world of form that supports you. We invite you to dive in to the energy that you would like to create in your life, in this next year, and in this next decade. So you can answer these next questions in your mind as you continue to sit here, or we invite you to grab a journal and pause whenever you'd like to spend more time answering these questions. But we invite you to create true intention from this space of being heart-centered and whole and clear. From this space, we invite you to answer the following question. How do I like to have fun? What brings me joy? And how can I make fun and joy and laughter and play a priority in my life? Can I infuse this vibration of joy in my work and with my family and in all things that I do, even as I move through challenges? Can I see this life as a playground? As a place to unleash my vibrant, beautiful gifts and to see what's possible when I let go of fear and I step into love. And I invite you to take this question into the new year, to infuse your life with joy and laughter and play and to do what you love and what lights you up. The next question I offer to you is to answer and finish this sentence. The world would be a better place if. The world would be better if. Finish that sentence. Your answer is the medicine that you are here in this lifetime to help spread. Every single one of us is here to help make the world a better place by doing what we love, and by feeling love, by sharing in love with others and with the world, with Mother Earth. What is your medicine? What do you see that the world needs in order to be better, to be whole, and to heal? And answer this question for yourself. How can I use my gifts, the things that come naturally and easy for me? How can I use those gifts to share this medicine with the world? What is special about me? And what do I love doing that I can do effortlessly, with joy and with ease and out of love, in order to help spread this medicine? Now imagine for a second that there are no limitations, none, because on some reality, that's the truth. There are no limitations in this world, except for the ones that we allow and perceive and create stories around. So I invite you for a second to just do a little exercise where you imagine that there are no limitations. Money is no object. There are no expectations or responsibilities placed on you from other people. Imagine that we have a magic wand. When we wave it, all of those limitations disappear, and you are able to do whatever you want with your life. What does that life look like? What does this dream life of yours feel like? What does it feel like when you wake up in the morning? Who are you around? How do those people make you feel? What do you do with your time? What activities do you do to play and to connect with others? What does your home look like? How do you feel like your abundance and wealth is in this dream life? I invite you to spend some time here, getting really clear on the life that you would love to have, and setting this intention and spending this time lending your heart to the possibilities is the energy that we invite you to bring into this new year and into the next decade.
This is your truth. It is. Everything that you want for a reason. You can have anything that you desire, that you love, that fills you with joy, that you dream up, just by committing relentlessly to your authentic self, to your authenticity. You are here to be you, just as you are right now in this moment. You are not just a human being. You are sacred, divine light. You are energy. You are connected to all things, and all things are connected to you. So whatever you decide to call in and fill your energy up with is what you will put out and what you will receive and what you will experience. You've just been through 10 years of life deciding what was yours and what was not, finding who you were and who you were not. And you are launching off as this bright beam of energy into the next 10 years. How do you want your life to look? If you are rising from the last 10 years, where do you want to rise to? How do you want to rise? Where do you want to go? What do you want to feel? Who do you want to be? You are here to be authentically you. And that means that all of the things that you dream up are authentically yours. And when you focus on that love and that light, you raise your vibration. And by doing so, you raise the vibration of the people around you naturally, without having to do anything else. And those people raise their vibrations and do the same for everyone else around them. And in doing so, we all collectively raise the vibration of the planet. So I invite you to come back to these questions if you need to, or write them down and revisit them in a week or a month or tomorrow, or just sit and meditate on these questions or journal and really feel them in your body and accept that you are here to rise, and accept that you are here to change the vibration of the planet, and accept that you are here to be this bold, impactful, bright, beautiful light in the world. And just decide, how do you want to shine? How do you want to surrender to yourself? And how do you want to boldly go into the next 10 years as yourself? We thank you guys for being here, for being you, for showing up, for listening to that small voice inside of you that called you to get quiet, that called you to connect with your true essence. The more that we listen to that quiet voice, that quiet calling, that inner knowing, that essence, the brighter our true essence can shine. So thank you for being here. Thank you for being you. And thank you for raising the vibration of the planet with us. We love you.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.